happens in the end, I will be a strong, powerful woman.
Yep, that's what the boyfriend get. Because she's just using you. She don't feel the need to dress up and keep looking nice for you because she don't value you. She don't respect you. She's just using you for what you could do for her. She dress up for them dudes she's screwing on the side, though. I bet you that. But fellas, let me know what you think in the comment section. Maybe you the type of dude that like, you know, a hoodie and some basketball shorts. I like a chick that could look good in some hooping shorts. Okay.
Wow, that's good. That's real good. And honestly, I'm going to block you.
Thank you. Can we just fill this room with thank you, thank you, thank you?
You know, I suppose.
No more question because I'm a little mad and I'm tired. Thank you.
Because men have gone more selfish.
It's because she's not being fulfilled properly by her man. Simple. Because if you're in a traditional relationship, the man is the provider and the woman's the homemaker. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I mean?
But the problem is women won't go down in lifestyle in order to have a family. So like it's something... Mm-hmm.
Because they're normally with self, because men are gone more selfish.
So I think women are more... I'll give you an example, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to pick on you, but like your nails done, right?
Yeah.
And I notice most girls that come on my show have their nails done, mm-hmm. and they usually have very nice clothes, and it's like lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Not you guys. But, and so like I've asked this question where I say, would you go down in lifestyle? Like you make this much money, would you go down to this lifestyle at $40,000, $30,000 to a year for a family? And they say no, like because a man on one income you can afford an apartment, but women want a house.
And look, I just want to say this real quick. Most women value status, attention, fashion, and money more than they would ever value and respect a man in a family. That's most women these days.
Not all, but most.
I just wanted to let y'all know I will officially be hitting the wall in a few days. Now, I had already hit the wall when I turned 30, but I'm officially hitting it at 35 in a few days. And per Red Pill, I am leftovers and don't no man want me. So, therefore, I will be embracing my dying alone era with my dog Brody. And I do want it to be known, it's not really that bad at the wall. At the wall, you don't get cheated on. You don't have nobody having outside babies on you. You don't have no six-figure man trying to manipulate you with money.
Look, she's explaining what she's been through in her life. See, women only give the bad faith argument when it comes to relationships with men. You know, oh, I'm glad I ain't find nobody. I'm glad I'm not with nobody because I don't got to deal with the drama, the cheating. Why not look at it from the other side? The things that you would be missing out on if you actually found a good man, which you probably wouldn't find a good man if you went back on the dating market. Because if you coulda, you woulda when you was 22, 23, 24, 25. So the reason you've had bad dating experiences because you don't qualify or aren't attracted to the guys you would have good dating experiences with.
You don't have nobody fighting with you about who's gonna pay for a date. It's very peaceful at the wall. You're not in competition with no other women. You don't have to be feminine, fit, and friendly. You can be walking around with your resting beef face every day if you want to, because don't no man want you. You undesirable, so it don't matter anyway. You get to just live your life. So while you may not get you a high-earning six-figure man, you become the high-earning six-figure woman.
And no woman is happy with just that. No woman is happy with just working hard and making a lot of money and being fulfilled with that.
Yeah, we are going to one more sorority house to have another comedy show.
All right, please give it up for Corey Holcomb. Let him know, Corey Holcomb.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? You ever seen a fat chick with regular people legs? I'm here with a public service announcement. I want you to know this about your boyfriend. Clap your hands if you have a boyfriend. You got a boyfriend? Clap your hands. Did you know your boyfriend is with you because at this point in his life, you are the best he can do?
Oh, this is awesome. They need to make a show of this. Just going in a room full of women and just send a guy in there and tell them brutal truths. I would watch it every week faithfully just to see the look on their faces.
It's the truth. If he hits the lottery, do you know you and him have no chance of making it? I know that hurts, but listen. Here's something else you don't want to hear. After sex, I want you to know, with your boyfriend, your value depreciates tremendously.
Now look at that face. She's clutching her pearls in her head, But guys who have the balls to tell women stuff like this to their face usually get laid the most. These are the guys that they're usually chasing.
That's how it goes. I see ladies look shocked, and you should, because your whole life, every man that's with you is going to lie to you. That's how he's going to make you happy. But guys like me are going to be honest with you. And when you ladies are about 39 to 40 years old in the club with a cat suit on and a long cigarette in your hand, you're going to appreciate me. Hey, yo, that was my...